We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I'm like 95% ratchet.
Becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday.
Are you not happy to be alive, or you're not thankful to be alive?
Absolutely.
If you're not, you should be, okay?
Well, we are entering day three of the government shutdown.
The government really shut down? I didn't notice. I'm going to be honest with you.
You probably wouldn't, unless you had somebody that was a government worker or somebody in your family that's not going to get paid until they reopen the government. It wouldn't really probably matter to you. The military is still effective, but I guess they're working without pay until they come up with a resolution.
I kept hearing about the government shutdown, but on Friday night, I was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, I went to the fight at the Barclays Center. I went to go see Earl Spence put in that work with Showtime Boxing. Sunday, I was watching playoff games, went to the gym. I just wasn't thinking about the government being shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't feel like it affected me.
There's a lot of things, a lot of people that it does affect, because the Women's March also happened over the weekend.
I saw the Women's March. Women's March was popping.
Wait, but back to the shutdown. What does that mean? Like, what shut down?
Chick-fil-A. It's like Chick-fil-A being closed on Sunday.
Oh.
I think.
You think?
Well, government workers right now just aren't getting paid until they come up with how they can resolve these issues, and it's really about immigration.
Oh, government workers not getting paid?
Yeah. They're not going to work. They're on furlough.
What about the mail?
But they don't get paid. Yeah, the mail's still running.
No, their mail's still... You still get your mail.
They don't get paid leave?
No.
Wow. Mm. That's a problem. I didn't know they weren't getting paid.
Yeah, they're shut down right now.
Oh, wow.
Non-essential, I think, government employees.
No.
Why is the white man in the room mumbling? What, Steve?
I don't know what he's mumbling.
They're going to get back pay?
So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But it's not good.
So it's like an IOU. I'll give it to you when we got it.
But it's also that we have all these resolutions that we have to come up with, because we have all these dreamers right now that we're trying to keep in the country, but they're not sure what the government wants to do. There's people that have been there since they were born,
mm-hmm.
you know, since they were really young, since 1 year old, 2 year old, and they might be sent back to wherever they're from. And this is all they know as home. So you could be here for 45 years and then get sent back to a place that you didn't grow up in that you're not familiar with.
This is all too deep for me on a Monday morning. I just woke up an hour and a half ago. I need to have my green tea and my egg whites before we even start talking about things of this nature.
Well, from Love and Hip Hop Miami, Amara La Negra will be joining us.
Let's keep it at the low-hanging fruit for a second.
Amara La Negra.
Love and Hip Hop.
Amara La Negra. She be in the building, so we'll kick it with her. Love and Hip Hop comes on every Monday, right?
Yes.
My brain can handle that. My brain can handle
also, The Shy was on last night. I'm sure everybody watched The Shy last night.
I didn't miss it. I love it. Listen.
Envy, Lena Waithe said you gotta watch the show.
I've been watching. I just missed it last night. After all the NFL games, I just passed out.
I was thinking about this last night when it comes to shows like The Chi. Like, I still like appointment television. Meaning right. That I still like tuning in to Showtime at 10 o'clock to watch The Chi.
Right.
I don't be feeling that urge or that sense of urgency when the shows are on Netflix. Because I know I can watch them at any moment.
Anytime, exactly.
Are you going to boycott Netflix because of Monique?
Absolutely not. Monique's just a tad bit delusional.
But we'll talk about that later. And we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
We are going to talk about the government shutdown, and we'll be talking about the Women's March returning this year and all the different places that it was. 200 different marches at once.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
He got to be top three white men ever.
Yeah, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne is talking about Tom Brady. That's right.
And I hate the Patriots. I'm a person that respects the Patriots, but F the Patriots.
I hate the Patriots, and I hate the Eagles, but...
But it's all jealousy, envy, and hate because I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. I wish my franchise was that good.
I'm a Giants fan.
But Brady got to be top three white men ever.
Let's get in the front page news.
Ever. Founding fathers, everybody. He got to be top three.
Now, the Patriots beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-20. They were down the whole game. Until that fourth quarter, and Tom Brady just clicked the switch, and it was over.
We're not putting this in perspective because we're still in the moment. Tom Brady is 40 years old.
Yes.
The degree of danger and difficulty in football and the fact that he's been to 8 Super Bowls is unreal. Football is not like any other sport. It's not like basketball.
Right.
It's not like baseball. It's dangerous. It's difficult. He's been there 8 times and won 5.
And he plays 40. Hard. He gets sacked. He gets hit. He's not afraid. He's...
My left knee pops right now when I just walk. Okay. Tom Brady's 40, and he's out there balling at a high level. Unreal.
And the Philadelphia Eagles washed the Vikings last night, 38-7. So the Super Bowl will be in 2 weeks, of course, the Patriots versus the Eagles. Now let's talk about, what do you want to talk about? The government shutdown first?
Well, yeah, the government shutdown. They are going to have a vote today at noon to figure out what they're going to do, see if they can come to some type of agreement to reopen the government. The reason you probably didn't notice it also with the federal employees not working is because it was over the weekend that this happened, Friday at midnight. So a lot of people would have been off anyway. So it's not that visible when much of the federal workforce was off over the weekend, but they are having this vote at noon. Now, obviously, the Democrats are blocking the spending bill over disagreements on different issues, most notably what's going to happen to the young people who are affected by DACA, by that program. So right now, the Democrats want something tangible, but the Republicans don't want to give them that. Now, Donald Trump himself has been very confusing about this issue. Just last year, he talked about protecting immigrants brought to the United States illegally as children. He called them incredible kids. And he also, in the past couple of weeks, has told lawmakers privately that he wants to strike a deal to extend legal status to the Dreamers. But now his advisor, his chief of staff, they made it clear that that compromise was not really being offered because they want to have stiffer immigration restrictions. So that's one of the reasons why our government has shut down and they haven't been able to come to an agreement on spending.
Well, that's a good way to ruin Donald Trump's 1 year inauguration celebration. I'm sure he had one of those planned.
Now let's talk about the Women's March.
Yeah, speaking of 1 year inauguration celebration, there was the Women's March. It's the anniversary 1 year later. There were about 200 different women's marches, all in the midst of the whole Me Too movement, which is about sexual misconduct and women being able to really have a voice and talk about things that have been happening since we can remember. Now, a lot of people were there, including Viola Davis, who had this to say.
Speaking today, not just for the Me Toos, because I was a Me Too, but when I raise my hand, I am aware of all the women who are still in silence. The women who don't have the money and who don't have the confidence and who don't have the images in our media that gives them a sense of self-worth enough to break their silence that's rooted in the shame of assault.
Now, Common was also present at one of the marches, and here's what he had to say.
The day the women took over, let it continue. Now women get paid as much as men do. Dr. Angelo looking from heaven's window, telling young girls phenomenal woman is in you. Body is a temple. Men don't pray. Mother Earth's arms around you saying it's okay. Toilet seats down, that's a no-brainer. Monuments in Washington of Fannie Lou Hamer. Harriet, Sojourner's Truth is marching on. Women preachers and world leaders ain't out the norm.
All right, now Donald Trump tweeted out, beautiful weather all over our great country, a perfect day for all women to march. Get out there now to celebrate the historic milestones and unprecedented economic success and wealth creation has taken place over the last 12 months.
No one tried to distract us from the
lowest female
shutdown.
Unemployment in 18 years. So, of course, he tried to make it about him. What he didn't realize was this was pretty much kind of against Donald Trump and things that have happened. Mm-hmm. Now, after the Women's March, he said, watch protests yesterday, but was under the impression that we just had an election. Why didn't these people vote? Celebs hurt cause badly.
All right. We just had an election. What was the election?
I don't know what he's talking about.
My goodness. All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or maybe you had a great weekend and you want to tell us why you're blessed. Phone lines are wide open.
Feel free to hate on the Patriots. You know what I'm saying? All Patriots hate is welcome because I respect them, but F them. Okay? You can respect something and still hate it.
800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's a black man.
It's a black man.
Oh, what's up? It's a black man. How you doing?
Hey, Angela, how are you?
That's my friend on Twitter.
Okay, I wanted to tell y'all why I'm mad this morning. I'm mad because I've been following the Offset story for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Offset, and I heard his explanation about how he didn't know what the word queer means. So I kind of get it. I mean, it's a bad explanation, but I kind of get it. But the reason why I'm mad is because I was on Twitter all last week, and I see a whole lot of people saying that gay people are offended by everything and how gay people need to move on. But the same black people that were saying that just 2 weeks ago was saying boycott H&M. I mean, could you imagine how black people would react if Tommy Lauren got on Twitter and said that black people was offended by everything? I feel like if you're not a part of the community, you shouldn't tell people what they should and should not be offended by.
I agree with you to a certain extent, but that word queer is a shaky word, though, because, you know, accordingly, queer is not a slur anymore. And queer does mean strange and it does mean odd. So, I mean, Offset did use it in context.
I mean, yeah, but if you act theory or if you Google it, it'll say weird and then number two, it says gay. I mean,
he said he was using it in the context of just being like a weirdo and it rhymed.
I mean, yeah, but the Migos have a history of being low-key homophobic.
Do they?
So,
do they?
According to gay people, I mean, I just think that homophobic is thrown around like really loosely nowadays.
Well, it's a black man. You're right. I cannot tell you what to be offended by and what not to.
Correct.
As a black man.
That's my name on Twitter.
Thank you, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now if you need to vent. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, MV. What's Big up? Chocolate Toe Sucker, man. I want to talk about Monique losing her damn mind.
Did you say your name is Big Chocolate?
Big Chocolate Toe Sucker?
Yeah. Talking about Monique lost her damn mind on TMZ. Talking about Netflix, boycott Netflix. She didn't want to accept $500,000. Talking about Amy Schumer got $2 million, $3 million.
Amy got $13
million. Right. Whatever it was. Right. I hear you. But, I mean, is she crazy? I mean, is she crazy? You got the average comedians like me trying to make it up.
Wait, okay. Big Chocolate Toe Sucker.
I'm not going to say she's crazy. But, no, you got to think about that. Think about how it looks to a person trying to come up when they see somebody asking you to boycott because they didn't get $500,000. Think about that.
They were offered a half a million dollars.
Yeah, they got offered them. But,
well, we're going to talk all about this in the rumor report. So mm-hmm. What are you saying? Don't boycott?
Don't boycott. Right. I mean, she lost her damn mind. I mean, the average person's out here struggling paycheck to paycheck.
Yes.
She don't want $500,000. Babe, get your toes sucked, have a stiff drink, and relax. Take the $500,000.
Wow.
You're not a leading actress like Amy Schumer. You're a supporting actress. There ain't nothing about race like the TMZ cat said. Go to another network.
Well,
like
I'm not going to say that I don't think Monique deserves more than that because she is a veteran.
Yeah, but she don't deserve $13 million.
We'll talk about it later.
But we're going to talk about it some more. Don't worry
Absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like,
that was her thing. That was her thing. And she's like, oh, I've been in the game longer than Amy Schumer. I deserve that. Da, da, da. Amy is still hotter than you right now.
Amy was on a world tour in 2016. Think about that. She was on a world tour that she sold out. It's not like Netflix is just pulling numbers out of the sky. And we forget about bidding wars. Like, we forget that it's all of these different content creators bidding for these people's services. So, of course, Netflix is going to shoot high. Who was bidding for the Monique stand-up special?
I don't know.
Like, come on.
Hello, who's this?
I'm going to tell you why I'm mad this morning.
Why you
Yesterday
mad?
Was my deceased husband's birthday, so I'm baking cakes, hanging out with the kids he left behind. I get this text in my phone talking about, bitch, I'm going to spit on you and your kids.
What?
I've been up since yesterday, 2 a.m., or today, 2 a.m., contemplate, should I go to work today, or should I go beat the brakes off this girl?
Who said that? Work,
somebody in my family. It's a shame how your family do you.
She but might need a beating, but you need to go to work, though. You need to go to work. You can't be beating, put your hands on somebody. You got to raise them kids.
I know, but God dang, you don't call nobody something you're going to spit on them and your kids.
So let me ask you a question. You just going to let her punk you like that? What else happened? Are you just going to leave it at that?
Don't do that.
No, because we've been beefing since July. It's on the popping. Like, when you got unruly family members in your family and they young, some of you older relatives got to check these little kids and let them know everybody ain't playing.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. It ain't about you, but she did threaten the kids now.
Okay.
She threatened the kids.
I wanted to comment on your topic. That happened to me. My dude had a baby on me.
What?
Our kids is 10 months apart.
Wow.
That forever messed up our relationship. We still be trying to rock, but it ain't working.
If God tells your spirit to move on that young lady, I understand, because she did threaten the kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I got something for her, too.
Nah. Go to work. She wants you to do that.
Why not just call the police on her?
Because they never take her. I don't know what kind of credit she got with them. They'll come cuff her and let her go.
Well, I would definitely get a restraining order. So in case something goes down, she's the one that's going to get arrested.
Yeah, well, she's picking at everybody. I mean, oh, my God. All we can do is pray for the you. And rest in peace to one of my homies. She just passed away. I want to say rest in peace. She was good to me and my kids on a brighter note. But
all right,
y'all
mama.
Be blessed this morning. I appreciate y'all letting me get my thoughts out. Bye.
Wow.
Whoa.
I'm glad she got a chance to vent.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, I mean, let's get right into it. Let's talk about Monique and her asking us to boycott Netflix because of the low-ball offer she says that they gave her.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Monique.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Monique is asking for her fans to boycott Netflix, and that's because of gender and racial bias. Now, she talks about the fact that Amy Schumer got $13 million for her Netflix comedy special.
But Amy Schumer was a woman.
Dave Chappelle, well, gender and race bias, she's saying. Mm-hmm. Also, because she's white. Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock
got $20 million
for theirs. Now, here is what she had to say.
Amen. I am asking that you stand with me and boycott Netflix for gender bias and color bias. I was offered a $500,000 deal last week to do a comedy special. However, Amy Schumer was offered $11 million, Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle $20 million. Then Amy Schumer went back and renegotiated $2 million more because she said, I shouldn't get what the men are getting, their legends. However, I should get more, and Netflix agreed. When we asked Netflix to explain the difference, why the money was so different, they said, well, we believe that's what Monique will bring.
I don't understand how she's claiming race and gender bias when Chappelle and Rock, two black people, both got paid, and Amy Schumer is a woman, she got paid. Maybe she needs to be more specific and say bias against black women.
Well, we know what she meant.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I understood. I understood what she was saying. She was saying because they're men, they got offered more, and because Amy Schumer was white, she got offered more. Now, here's the issue, though. Chris Rock was in a position, and Amy Schumer, they had specials on HBO, so it was kind of a negotiation to get their deal over at Netflix instead of HBO. And Amy Schumer also did have a entire tour that was sold out. She sold out the Garden.
It's all, listen, like Angela's right.
It's like
all,
it's drawing power.
That's all it is. It's just that simple.
Do I think that $500,000 is low? Yes, but
based
I also
off
feel-
what though? Because we don't know what everybody else is receiving. There's tons of stand-up specials on Netflix. Now, you can always look at the top tier and say, yeah, Amy made this, Chris made that, Dave made that. But what did D-Ray Davis get? What
I mean, they give you the money
Neil
based
Brennan
off what
get?
They feel
what
you're going to bring
Wong
in.
What did Ali Wong get?
Right. They give you that money based on what you're going to bring in. And I love Monique, but you can't. She's not on the level of Dave Chappelle or Chris
Well,
Rock.
She does, I don't know that she thinks she should have gotten paid what they got paid. Okay. I think she just felt like $500,000 was low. And I do feel like if you think it's low, then somebody has to negotiate or you can always turn the deal down. Now, she also did put out her last special. It was self-produced. She did it on Amazon, and she put it out herself.
And what did those numbers do?
They didn't release those numbers.
And also, man, you know, prior to these Netflix specials, Dave, Chris, and Amy, they were on the road selling out shows. Why are we acting like Netflix don't look at things like ticket sales? And I'm sure that it was bidding wars for all of these people, comedy specials. It wasn't just Netflix at the table. I'm sure it was HBO at the table and Showtime and every other content
provider.
And
while
provider.
We may not be the biggest Amy Schumer fans, you know, she does have some big movies that were out. Like
she was on
wreck.
A world tour. She had a number one movie, Trainwreck, a number one book on the New York Times bestsellers list. Like, this is a what are you doing for me right now kind
now,
of
now Wanda Sykes did support Monique because she did say that you know she tweeted out to Monique, thank you for speaking out. Netflix offered me less than half of your $500,000. I was offended but found another home. And that's fine to be offended by an offer and go ahead and say, you know what, I'm not doing
yeah,
it
and you
yet.
Find another place
I
to
agree
go.
With that and I do feel like $500,000 was a low number.
How much would you have given Monique in 2018?
I mean, in comparison, maybe I would have given her $2 million.
$2 million to who though?
But you gotta be able. This is still a business. This is not charity. We're not gonna give it away. If she can make it back, then yeah. I mean, we gotta look at the numbers and see if she's out there on the tour. But
I think Monique is funny. But I do understand. And she's an Oscar winner and all of that.
That don't matter.
But I do feel like she has to get it up more because she hasn't been doing a lot lately.
It's drawing power.
It's all about drawing power. I think it's wrong for Monique to turn this into something about race and gender bias when it's really just based on her current value in the marketplace.
But the fact that Wanda is also in agreement with her and she's another
What's Wanda's current value
Wanda's
in the marketplace?
The same. We haven't seen Wanda in a long
time.
She's
not blackish.
Okay, so is Dion Cole.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. He probably would have got offered more than $500,000.
We don't know that. We're saying that, but we don't know that.
But let's get into this next. And here's what Tony Rock, by the way, had to say about Monique.
It's poor comedy etiquette. It's poor people etiquette to count anybody else's money. You get your weight up. You get your check to say what you want your check to say. Monique ain't been on stage in how long? And you can't stand up any type of thing you could stop doing and then just jump right back in your same spot.
Right.
We've seen a lot of comics that stop doing stand-up and try to get back to doing stand-up at the level they were, and it just don't work.
It has nothing to do with who's funnier. It's about who's selling out at a high
who's
level.
Power, exactly.
That's it. And all of those people, Dave, Chris, Amy, they are selling out on top of the fact that, you know, guys like Dave and Chris are legends and household names.
So no one here is boycotting Netflix, I take it.
Absolutely not. Netflix is on my remote control. And Netflix gave Shonda Rhimes $100 million. And Ava DuVernay got a production deal over there, and she got some M's. So I don't
Yeah, listen, there's nothing wrong with saying that's not enough money for me. I'm not going to take this deal. Or saying this is my number. If y'all can come up with that amount, then I'll do it. If not, I'm not into it. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I wonder how much Cat Williams got.
But I don't.
I'm sure he got some.
Like, I want to know the numbers of the comedians who aren't.
D-Ray Davis say I should shut up about my little $5 million then.
And you believe
how to act black on Netflix. Now he said it on Baller Alert.
Yeah, and you.
He said next time I'm gonna get 12.
Okay.
Get it, D-Ray.
If you believe that D-Ray Davis got $5 million for a Netflix special, then I got an arena in Brooklyn I want to sell you right now.
I buy it.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about the government shutdown. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, football. Are you watching? New England Patriots beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-20. Now, the Jaguars were up damn near whole game, and New England just came back.
It's very hard to beat one of the top three white men ever. Tom Brady is one of the top three white men ever, and I'm talking about the founding fathers. I'm talking about, you know, Albert Einstein. Like, Tom Brady's up there with those white men. You hear me? It's hard to beat him. Okay, you got referees cheering with the team. But I will say this, man. I respect the Patriots, but F the Patriots. But with the degree of difficulty and danger in football, for them to have gone to 8 Super Bowls and have won 5, that's unreal. I've never seen anything like that. And I grew up in the era of the Bulls dynasty, but I've never seen anything like this Patriots situation.
Right, and also the Philadelphia Eagles beat Minnesota. They washed the Vikings 38-7. It didn't even look like a challenge. They were just having fun.
I don't even, and you know what? I'm happy for the Philadelphia Eagles, even though I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. I just don't see y'all beating God's other only begotten son, Tom Brady.
I don't see it.
I just
either.
Don't see it happening.
Yeah, me neither.
I just don't see the white man allowing that.
All right, now let's talk about this government shutdown. What does that mean for the
people? The government is currently shut down. It shut down on Friday at midnight. Today they're going to be talking at noon to try to come to some type of resolution. And the reason why it's really shut down is because Democrats want to make sure we protect the dreamers who are here in this country, and they still haven't come up with any plan for that. So what that means is if you're in the military, you still have to work, but you aren't getting paid right now. Now, will you get back pay? Possibly. They have to vote on that. So they could retroactively pay you for the time that you were working unpaid right now. And that means that the federal government is basically, the federal workforce is shut down. But we knew about this over the weekend. This just happened on Friday night. So everybody would have been off anyway. So today's really the official first day that the federal workforce is shut down. So let's see if they come to a plan.
A lot of distractions this weekend, though. You had the Women's March. Drake dropped two records. You had great fights. Showtime boxing Saturday at the Barclays. What else was happening this weekend? The Shy came on. Playoff games.
It was a lot going on this weekend.
The government was shut down.
Yeah, the Women's March, by the way, also happened over the weekend in over 200 different cities. It's the second year of the Women's March in the middle of the Me Too movement, which is all about sexual misconduct and how women are treated in general in the workforce. Now, here's what Viola Davis had to say at the Women's March.
I am speaking today, not just for the Me Toos, because I was a Me Too. But when I raise my hand, I am aware of all the women who are still in silence. The women who don't have the money and who don't have the confidence and who don't have the images in our media that gives them a sense of self-worth enough to break their silence that's rooted in the shame of assault.
Mm-hmm. Now, Common was
Salute to Viola Davis. Viola Davis would be out here looking like a snack lately, by the way.
And Common was also present. And here's what Common had to say at the Women's March.
The day the women took over, let it continue. Now women get paid as much as men do. Dr. Angelo looking from heaven's window, telling young girls phenomenal woman is in you. Body is a temple. Men don't pray. Mother Earth's arms around you saying it's okay. Toilet seats down, that's a no-brainer. Monuments in Washington of Fannie Lou Hamer. Harriet, Sojourner's Truth is marching on. Women preachers and world leaders ain't out the norm.
Common been using poetry to get panties for a long time. I wonder what, I bet you Common got a, he's the type to write a new poem for Valentine's Day every year.
Are you mad at him?
For a young lady.
You used to do the same thing.
I never used to write no
You
poems.
Didn't write poetry, but you used to steal poems. Poetry.
I never used to steal. I would always credit Maya Angelou. Don't you do me like that.
No, you didn't. Right? No, you did not.
It's called copy-paste.
Don't do me like that.
No, you did not.
I always would credit Maya Angelou.
No, you did not.
Don't do me like that.
He would credit it up here, but he wouldn't credit it in the text.
In the text, definitely didn't.
That's not true. I wouldn't even want to deal with a woman who, if I sent a Maya Angelou quote to, didn't know it was Maya Angelou.
I'm pretty sure you have. Judging from some of the young ladies I've seen.
I almost said this egg is lying. I was so
pretty
mad.
Sure.
Lying over here.
They didn't all know Maya Angelou.
I've saved a lot of lives, okay?
Right.
People say, you know, you can't save these hoes. That's Jesus' job. But Charlamagne has a couple saves under his belt.
You know what?
If you wear pantyhose at the pool, you definitely...
See, y'all play too much. Y'all play too much.
But those were my savage days.
There you go.
Okay.
You retired.
I'm definitely retired. Jersey and the Raptors. Happily married, man. Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back from Love & Hip Hop Miami, Amara La Negra.
Very good, Envy.
All right.
I love it.
When we come back, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building from Love & Hip Hop Miami. Amara La Negra.
Oh, that was good.
La Negra.
Yes, you got it. You got it. Oh, man, I'm excited. That. I'm so excited to be here. I have to say it. I've seen so many huge artists that I admire sitting in the same seat. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm here. I thought I had to have like at least 50 hits before sitting here. But I'm excited. So thank you for having me here today.
Well, welcome. What are you?
Huh?
Like race-wise.
Oh, okay.
What am I?
Yeah, like, what are you? No. I'm Dominican. Well, born and raised in Miami. My parents are Dominican. And I'm obviously an Afro-Latina. So, yes.
So what is an Afro-Latina? I thought that was half black. Have something else.
That's what I thought it was, too. I thought it was half black, half Latino.
Well, the thing is that how we see black here in the United States is different. You think black, you think African-American.
Right.
See, for us in Dominican Republic, because we're all Dominican, you only have but to say you're black.
I thought Dominicans didn't really mess with black and Puerto Ricans. I thought they didn't want to be black and they didn't want to be Puerto Rican.
And
because if you're Puerto Rican, then that's what you are, and if you're Dominican, that's what you are. So you want to rep what you are or where you come from. So that's pretty much what it is. I don't know how it be out here, but in Miami, everybody's pretty cool.
You know, remember we had Dasha Falanco with an afro.
Yeah, I can say I'm Latino. I'm Latina
with an afro.
Even if I had an afro, I didn't have an afro. I mean, I'm still Afro-Latina because I come from African descent. So that's what it is.
And we had Dasha Polanco up here from Orange is the New Black, and she says she's Afro-Latina, too. And we had this whole discussion before with her about what that is.
I thought she had black and a little black. That's why she did
that. That's what I thought, too.
But is that afro yours? Like,
or yeah, let's just start into that because I know that people ask me all the time. Yes, I naturally have an afro. I enhance it by using extensions.
Oh, okay.
Let's see if it'll blow off.
No. I enhance it by using extensions because it's kind of hard, obviously, to have a perfect afro 24/7. But I do have an afro. I love my fro. And I've changed up my look several times. If you look up on the internet, I've gone to straight hair, short hair, da-da-da. But I just feel more comfortable like this. I think it goes more with my personality.
Okay. Now, let's talk about Love & Hip Hop Miami, because that's how a lot of people were introduced to you, even though you've been doing this show business thing since
forever.
You were a child.
Yes.
And we saw that video also, which you had to post because people thought you were in blackface.
Yo, this is so annoying. Yes, I know.
I saw those tweets.
There's actually a campaign online that I'm actually not black, by the way. Yes,
so
I
it am, is blackface.
Yes, I do blackface, and I take melanin shots to be darker. And as a matter of fact, can you please rub me? I just want people to know that
it says her hand, by the way.
Is it coming off? Is it coming off?
Oh no, man.
So you take shots and you do dog face.
I surely don't.
Her legs are beige.
Her legs are beige.
No, actually, you know, it's really sad the fact that I even have to answer these questions. The fact that I have to feel as if I have to prove myself, because every single part of me is being questioned, just because I feel that there's a lot of ignorance when it comes to the Afro-Latino. People don't understand. Even when I read comments, like, I never knew that there were black people that spoke Spanish. I'm like, where have you been living? Right. Under a rock? Like, but at the same time, I can't even be mad at you because there really isn't a lot of Afro-Latinos doing anything on the entertainment. And if they are, they're really not talking about it.
I grew up around a lot of Dominican people, so it's pretty normal.
Right.
To me, but I know that in a lot of places, people don't see that as much.
I just feel that we come in so many shades. Like, my mom is a little bit darker than you, but my father, it's very, very, very dark, and way darker than me. So we come in so many different shades that it's like, why is it so hard for people to understand or accept me? Because I just feel like there's standard of beauty in the entertainment industry that you have to look a certain type of way in order to be pretty. Your hair needs to be straight and silky in order to be pretty. Or if you're a Latina, you have to look like J-Lo, Sofia Vergara, Shakira. But when you look like me, you don't look Latina enough. What does that even mean? There isn't a Latin country that doesn't have people that look like myself. So why aren't we on magazine? Why aren't we on movies? So it bothers me.
I thought you were black until I heard you speak. But then your manager said you had to cut your hair. Are you still with that manager that said
you're talking about something different?
Oh, no. It wasn't my manager. It was Young Hollywood. So for those that haven't seen Love & Hip Hop, what really started it off was because I went to this producer named Young Hollywood, and I asked him for guidance. I was asking him to help me. I'm known in the Latin market, but I'm not known in the American. Americans are just getting to know me now. Mm-hmm. So I was asking him, yo, listen, what do I have to do to get to the crossover? Help me find my sound. And he didn't even ask me about my music. Let me hear what you do. It was nothing about that. The first thing, you know, originally, before editing, it was like, yo, why is your hair so nappy like that? Like, what's wrong with it?
You called it nappy? Should have told him suck your...
I really should have, but at that moment, because I was looking for help, I was like, let me not... Okay, maybe I'm misunderstanding what you're trying to say. So it was like, why is it like that? Then it was like... You know, you need to be less Macy Gray and be more Beyonce. You know, your hair isn't elegant. Mm-hmm. And then he called me a Nutella queen. And then it went into all, yeah, it
Nutella
got
queen.
Then it got worse. And it got worse. There was another episode where he said, you know, that puff, whatever it is, on top of her head. And there was just so many things.
Why'd you put up with that?
You know what? Unfortunately, I almost feel that because I've heard it so many times. You know, there's this part of me that felt like, I don't even want to be mad at you. I just feel like I should educate you about it. Like, I don't even want to be mad at you because at this point, he's getting death threats. And my biggest thing was, if you support me, please do not be the one to be like, oh, we're going to kick your ass. We're going to kill you. No. Not coming from my behalf. I'd rather you ought to be on his page and, you know, teach him, educate him on what Afro-Latinos are, because God forbid something were to happen to him, I would feel awful, because it's just that he's ignorant.
The great thing about this is you really are bringing attention to it, though.
Yes.
Because this is something that people might not have known goes on in the music business.
Right.
And it's also great for other young girls who are seeing you as a role model, right, and seeing a representation of themselves on television, somebody that can speak for them. And I love the fact that you have your own look.
Yes.
Instead of trying to just cater to what's out there already. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times people try to tell you, oh, you got to look this way, you got to look that way.
Yeah.
But you stand out so much just because you don't look like everybody else.
Yes. Thank you. You know what? And in the Dominican Republic, something that also happened on social media, they've done blackface. Well, a lot of Dominicans have done blackface on me. But in the... Because the history in America is different from Afro-Latinos, it's similar but different, they don't see anything wrong with doing blackface. Like, they'll be completely...
What do you mean doing blackface?
They'll be completely blue eyes, blonde hair, white, and just paint their face black.
You posted a video of somebody that actually did that and said, what do you guys think?
And that was just one. There's a lot.
Right. You don't look like a... Like, I'm reading the tweet, it's like, this a Marilyn Negro ho looks like she has on blackface and trying too hard. A Marilyn Negro looks like a white woman in blackface. Like, you don't look like a white woman to me.
Well, because apparently my features don't match my color, whatever that means.
What does that mean?
Well, you know what? What color eyes do you have?
Gray
eyes. Most of the time you don't see gray eyes with darker skin people. Is that true?
But that is not true. That is not true. It depends where you're coming from. When you go to my country, there are so many different... people that look like myself, different shades, different features, that to me is not surprising. But out here, it's supposed to be like, oh my God, what species are you? You know, like,
but
type
in
of thing.
New York is a million and one Dominicans.
Exactly. So I guess it depends where you're coming from or what state you may come from, that you may not be so versatile and see it. So, and even in the Latin community, which is my biggest issue coming from the Latin market into the American, I'll tell you something that happened that was really important in my lifetime, that is the reason why I stand so hard for it. Mm-hmm. I went to do an audition for a Latin soap opera, and they told me I had a special look. Special look means you're black. So they said I had a special look, and I was like, okay, cool. They're like, honestly, because you're so cool, I'm just going to tell you the truth. Listen, if we have any roles like, you know, maybe like a prostitute or, you know, a gangster, or a gangster, or maybe if we do like a slave, like soap opera or something, definitely we'll have you in mind.
And you should have told him that's not the way you treat special people.
But at that moment, just to hear that, you don't even know how to react. You don't know if to be like, the fuck you just said to me right now? Like, you don't know. So it's really hard. No, we don't have Black Lives Matter movement. We don't have Martin Luther King's. We don't have Malcolm X. We don't have The Voice. You see,
but when we say
we
black
don't have
and,
that.
But when we say black and brown, the brown, like that's covering the Latinos.
Yeah, black and brown, to me, we're all the same. We're physically, the race, we're all the same.
When we say black and brown, we talk about police brutality against black and brown people. Y'all are under the brown.
But do you feel
umbrella,
like there's colorism within the Dominicans?
I wouldn't say the Dominicans, because I think that's very limited. I would say amongst the Latin community, there is. So I know that you guys defend us as well, because obviously if a cop stops us, we all look the same. You can't tell the difference. So yes, but I'm saying as far as that Latin community itself, nobody really talks about it. We kind of just shut up and take it and just sit back. That's why nobody has ever really heard about us.
All right, we have more with Amara La Negra when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club from Love & Hip Hop Miami. We have Amara La Negra in the building. Charlamagne?
Just simplify it for us. What exactly is the struggle that you're facing?
The struggle is, I think it's almost, it's very similar. Obviously, they'll always pick the lighter, you know? They'll always pick the ones that look, like I said before, like J-Lo's and Shakira's and stuff before they look at us. Who cares if you're talented? Who cares if you're educated? You know, you're always going to be the last option. And that's
just...
So
it's crazy,
just a symbol of beauty.
I don't see that. Like,
yes.
And I guess I'm uptown a lot. I'm in New York.
But you don't see it where?
I don't even see it in Hollywood no more. I feel like times have changed a lot.
Okay, but the same thing I go back to. For the most part, I'm coming from the Latin market into the American, and this is the struggles that we have.
Right, you can say
you sure
it's
not in your mind?
We just saw that because on Love
it's
Hip
not
Hop.
Because you
yeah,
can.
But that's Love and Hip Hop. That's a storyline. And who the fuck is
but
Young
is,
Hollywood?
But is it true? Like, but is it true? Yeah, but it's a true storyline. Like, it's not even, we didn't have to fake it because it's the truth. Like, if you sit down, I would love for you to Google right now.
But besides the Latin soap opera, where else have you
There's no
it?
Movies. There's no soap operas. There's no magazines. There's just nothing. Mm. And if they do, they'll pick this one that's kind of.
Well, what is Cardi B?
Cardi B is Dominican, and I think she's
Guyanese
mixed with
or something.
She's mixed
Indian.
With something
so
else.
Explain her. Cardi teeth was messed up. She came from the strip club. She
yes,
so-called
but what,
ratchet and ghetto as hell, and now she's America's darling.
You just said it, America's darling.
But she was our darling before America. So it's like what,
okay.
What
the, so yeah, but at the end of the
like
day,
we like Cardi. We like her. Like
yes,
just like
but
how I think people like
she
me.
Popped up in the American, not the Latin market.
You guys,
and now the Latin market is accepting her.
Do you think she's lighter than you too?
Time out, real quick. You said she popped off in the American market, not the Latin market, but you popped in the Latin market, and now you're trying to pop in the American.
I popped up in the Dominican Republic, mm-hmm. and then from there, I reached out to certain places because of the music. The music traveled, but it took me a really long time to make that one pop.
So what she's saying, Charlamagne, is remember back in the days that people only wanted to see light skinned R&B singers, female, and then. The dark skin kind of was.
But who are these people she talking about? Because she already you popped in the Latin mm-hmm. world. Now right. you're trying to pop in the American world. Cardi's popping in the American world, mm-hmm. and she's kind of popping in the Latin
yeah,
world.
Yeah, but
too,
we
so
but we don't look the same. The concept is not the same.
So you think it's the dark skin?
Of course it is. I'm not even going to front.
Issa Rae. How do you explain SZA? How do you explain those?
But she's talking about the Latin market.
I'm
yeah,
confused.
Yeah.
So you're not Latin, so you don't listen to Latin music.
Exactly.
I thought she's trying to break in America.
I think for Amara, she's had
her. Americans will accept me easier than the Latin community would.
So why do you care?
Because, so you matter the Latin community that's not accepting you.
So let's say that you're Dominican now.
Hey, Papi.
Hey.
You got white jeans on
after Labor Day.
DK, hey. You're Dominican now.
You
right
said,
now, you're going to audition. You're going to audition.
No, I said DK.
Oh, I thought you said 10K.
No. Hey, come on now. Okay so let's say that you're going to audition for a movie or something.
Okay.
You're never going to get a role like the main cast member or anything like that. You'll be the gangster, the raper. You'll be kind of those roles.
Okay.
So then here's where
you're not going to be the heartthrob.
So basically, if I was Dominican, he was Dominican, I get the role because I'm lighter and he's darker.
I mean,
well, we're the same complexion now. But
so the struggle you're facing is from your own people.
I'm talking about Afro-Latinos. It's not even a Dominican thing. I'm talking about, because in Cuba, there's African, there's mm-hmm. Afro-Latinos, Guatemala, Chile, Honduras, Ecuador. There's so many of us.
Okay.
So then that's just really the issue. You know, I just feel, and even looking at social media and reading the comments, I know that I'm not the only one because everybody is now talking about it. And they're like, we felt it. We just didn't want to say anything. We've kind of felt comfortable staying in the shadows. I don't. Like, I don't care. And honestly, you have to take the good with the bad. And a lot of people obviously are, you know, backlash or whatever. And I'm cool with it. I'm willing to take it because somebody has to.
So basically, dark-skinned Dominicans are the black people of their
yeah,
community.
Yeah. I don't even want to make it about
Dominicans.
Dominicans.
He said all
Afro-Latinos. Afro-Latinos, yes.
So the dark-skinned Latinos that are your complexion are the black people of the Latino community.
Yes, we are. Okay. We are. Our race
is
black.
It is a huge topic, as you know, because when right. Young Hollywood was talking to her and told her to change her look and her hair needed to be silkier and all of that,
right.
It turned into a huge topic because it has been something that's been pervasive in the Afro-Latino community.
And not only that, but once they also saw that African-Americans were like, we feel where you're coming from
right.
as well, then it made me feel like, okay, so I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also saw Latinas that were like, oh, you know what? In some way, somehow, we understand where you're coming from because we've been through it. So it just became like, I don't want to call it a movement, but it kind of became a movement. Like, everybody's talking about it. And I'm grateful that we are because I just think that we need to discuss certain things. And we need to give people, you know, we need to give opportunities to people that look like myself to really be judged off their talent and their knowledge, not based off the way that they look. Whether my hair is like this, short, long, straight, whatever it is, it's my choice. I shouldn't feel obligated to change the way that I am or the way that I look to please anybody else or to fit the standards of what beauty should be. Like he said, more Beyonce, less Macy Gray. Like, what does that even mean?
It means nothing, absolutely. And I really don't think it means nothing in this era because you see so many different shades of woman popping off, especially in 2017.
Right. I feel the same way, but unfortunately, if you sit down with a big community or even log in and read all the comments, you would see that apparently it still is a problem.
Social media is not always the real world, though. Let's stop. Like, we got to stop acting like it
is. I don't have to really consider myself off social media. I pass by the airport and I'll have people coming to me like, thank you for talking about it. Thank you for being our voice. Thank you for saying something. I'm an artist. I do music. And now, you know, real soon you guys are going to hear my new music. And we're really going to do this the right way. And I just don't want it to everybody to concentrate all the time of Amara, you know, she's Afro-Latina and this, and she's doing blackface and da 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 da.
Like,
there's just so much more to me. Of course.
Okay, because I mean, I hear the buzz about your name. I'm wondering if it's from the show or because of the music.
I guess right now, because of what happened, is based off because of the show. And like I said, it's only been like the third episode. But, you know, I do music. I've had many records. But now I'm doing more Americanized music, which obviously after being signed, you guys will hear.
Billboard is calling you a breakout star, too.
Amen.
And that's from Billboard. And that's because of the music.
Right.
Not because of the show.
Right.
How do you think you can change colorism or change the conversations about colorism? Like, what do you hope to accomplish through all of this?
I had a viewing party recently, and this little girl, like 6 years old, came to me literally crying. I have it on tape where she's like, you know, I don't think I'm beautiful. And she's like, because the white people don't like you and they don't like me either.
Who gives a f*** what white people like?
In her eyes, she's like 5, 6 years old, is how she views it. Mm-hmm. So it made me feel like this is really an issue. Like, she's 5, 6 years old crying because she feels that people that have different shades of color, whatever, don't like her, don't accept her. So it makes me feel like, you know what, you really need to be vocal. And not just show the world, but show the new girls coming up and the little kids, too, in general. You know what? You are beautiful. Love your color. Love your skin. Embrace that. Don't let anybody make you feel as if you're not beautiful, as if you're not good enough.
Especially white people.
Especially white people.
Nobody. Because that's what they do. They've been trying to psychologically break us down for the longest, and that's why a lot of us
are in these
positions
now. I never want to say it's just
white,
because it could be white, it could be Latino. Among the Latinos, a lot of people be saying, oh, don't get with the black man because we need to better the race. Like, there's a lot of things like that I've heard so many times.
I agree with you, but I think that a lot of these...
And Asian, it's just so broad, it's so open that I hate to just say, it's the white people, it's the this.
No, a lot of these depictions of our image started way back a long time ago.
If you want to go, whoa,
that's why in the dictionary, everything white is pure and everything black is evil. The black plague and, you know, black licorice and black jelly beans are disgusting. But white is so pure and so angelic.
No, I hear you.
Martin Luther King Jr. said that himself.
I hear you.
Yes, this is deeper than just something that we started.
So you see what I'm saying? So you see why I'm so passionate about it? Because it's beyond me. Mm-hmm. It's really about a whole community of people that feel a certain type of way that we just need to be vocal and support each other. Like, who gives a fuck how you look? I'm going to treat you based off how you treat me, your personality.
Absolutely.
Like, you know what I mean? So that's how I feel that I can make a change.
Right.
Obviously, I'm excited about my music. I'm excited where my career is going. I am so thankful with my whole team. I'm thankful with you guys for allowing me to use this amazing platform. You know what I mean? This is like huge being here. Oh my God, I want to touch it. You know, thank you so much for having me here. It means a lot to me. It's funny to you because you do this every day.
Mm-hmm.
But for people that watch you on TV, on their phones, on the internet, being here next to all of you guys, it's really big.
I am happy that you appreciate the platform.
Most def. Thank you for
and
having
we're gonna
me.
We're going to start a conversation. I'm sure a lot of people are going to
talk about
this.
Yeah, a lot of people
this,
will weigh
so.
In.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we have Amara La Negra.
Yes.
Good job.
All right, from Love and Hip Hop, and it's The Breakfast. How do you say Breakfast Club in Spanish?
El grupo de desayuno.
El grupo de desayuno.
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 El grupo de desayuno. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey.
Good morning. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Jobbers Fitty.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, things got a little bit crazy over the weekend with Ja Rule versus 50 Cent. Now, it all started with 50 Cent doing an interview. He was with O'Shea Jackson Jr. on Big Boy's radio show, and here's what happened.
One time, we was on an airplane together. We rode the airplane. I forgot where we was at, but we came on, and he was on the airplane.
Is that awkward? In 2018, if you've seen Ja Rule, it's not like some on-site type of stuff,
right?
I
don't put him in the bed.
Okay.
The airport, as soon as you get to the airport, it becomes a federal.
All right, well, Ja Rule, I guess, got wind of this interview, and he starts tweeting, fun hip-hop fact, 50 Cent is a vagina.
And then he said, yo, Shay Jackson Jr., stay sucker free. My brother 50 Cent ain't killing nothing, ain't letting no nothing die. I smell, is that you, Fifth? And he said, let's be clear, I mind my business, but for some reason 50 keeps my name in his mouth. I think he'd rather have my D in his mouth. And then he said, he called him a hashtag tickle booty. And then somebody said, you sure you want to do this? You remember what happened last time? Ja Rule responded, yeah, I do. 50 Cent got beat up, stabbed, and shot. What do you remember?
First of all, everybody's too old for this, number one. Number two, I think that when you call another man tickle booty, you might be dissing yourself more than you dissing that other man. Tickle booty?
Why is that dissing yourself
more? That's not a war cry. Like, it's all kind of, the tickle booty? You tickle booty. Tickle booty, wait till I see you in these streets. What? That don't sound crazy to nobody but me? Tickle booty?
I guess he was saying that because at one time didn't Vivica Fox say something?
I don't know why he said it.
This is how Vivica Fox used to do 50 Cent tickle booty ass little boy.
That didn't look crazy when y'all was reading those tweets when he was y'all was going hard and then he put hashtag tickle booty.
Actually,
the whole thing seemed crazy to me.
Tickle booty.
These guys been beefing
a long time. I ain't never seen nobody about to go to war with someone and say, yeah, tickle booty, it's on now. Tickle booty.
These guys been beefing a long. They gonna be 90 beefing. Wheelchairs, all that beefing.
So, yeah, that happened. And it was an ongoing thing for a couple of days. All right. Tracee Ellis Ross. Now, what happened with Blackish? There were some conversations there. She was saying that she deserved to get paid the same as her co-star, Anthony Anderson. Anthony Anderson also is executive producer on the show, though. So I think just for the acting part of it, she wants equal pay. Well, she posted, there's been a lot of conversation and speculation the last few days regarding my Blackish salary. I was in a renegotiation, like many actors find themselves in during the fourth season of a successful show. I wanted to be compensated in a way that matches my contribution to a show I love for many reasons, including the opportunity it allows me to shape what it's to be a fully realized Black woman on TV. The words and thoughts that were in the original article that started this public conversation were not mine. There were never any threats. I wish I would have been called by the reporter to confirm that. Having had my renegotiation become a public conversation was awkward, but I'm grateful for the outpouring of support.
Yeah, she gonna get her money. She deserves it, too. Drop on the clues bombs for Tracee Ellis Ross.
Right, so she wasn't saying she's leaving Blackish. She wasn't saying she's gonna do less episodes.
They gonna pay her.
She's just renegotiating it.
Yeah, this is the fifth. I told y'all this on Friday. When you do these deals with these TV networks, it's a 3 to 5 year deal. She's on her fourth year, about to be in her fifth. She's gonna get paid. She's renegotiating her contract.
All right.
She gonna get her money.
Now, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian have revealed their third child's name. And that baby's name is Chicago West. So they revealed that on Twitter on Friday.
Okay. Congrats to them.
They said her nickname is going to be Shy.
That's a cool name. I mean, but some cities have sound better as a name. Like, I think Brooklyn is a better sound
Brooklyn.
Name than Chicago.
That's my daughter's
Envy
name.
Envy has a Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they didn't name the baby Calabasas. But Chicago's cool.
It's Calabasas.
Whatever.
My friend, her daughter's name is Harlem.
Harlem is a nice name. Harlem is a dope name.
Paris works with me. London.
Paris is dope.
Paris is good.
You have London. A London.
Is dope. I got a London, too.
London is dope.
Yeah, there you go. So, Chicago. That's the only Chicago we'll know, I guess. I don't know anybody else named Chicago.
Now they got to take her to Chicago. She has to actually visit the city. You can't have that name and have never been to the place.
And the person who has the Twitter handle, Chicago West, is saying that they're willing to just hand over that Twitter handle to Kim and Kanye. He said selling it just seems kind of wrong.
Why?
I know.
Why?
I might have sold it.
Chicago, if that's the case, then the city of Chicago should be trying to get some money, too. Like, what's wrong?
Chicago West.
Chicago.
And congratulations to Ed Sheeran. He is engaged. Him and his longtime girlfriend, Cherry Seaborn, got engaged right before the new year.
Nope.
He posted that on Instagram with a picture of the two of them. He said, got myself a fiance just before new year. We are very happy and in love, and our cats are chuffed as well.
Drop on the clues bombs for Ed Sheeran. That's my guy. Congratulations, sir.
He actually did an interview with Zane Lowe on Beats One. He said, this has been the first time I've ever actually had the time to fall in love properly. I've always got into relationships very passionately. I'm a redhead and also Irish. He said he's also ready to start a family. He said, I'm ready. Let's go. Tour bus babies, little fat, chubby babies that just walk around.
Man, we'll take the condom off. You know what it is.
It might be off.
People act like they're ready to have kids. You ready to have kids? You know what to do to get those.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlemagne.
Yes, sir.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
I need Monique to come to the front of the conversation.
Oh, here we go.
No, it's just a moment to teach. It is. It's not nothing slander. There's no slander involved.
Okay. All right. We'll give it to Monique when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat.
Democrat, so being donkey of the day is a little bit of a mixed race.
So like a donkey.
Yeehaw.
Okay. Donkey of the day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but donkey of the day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, January 22nd goes to the legendary Monique. She is a legend. We're not going to take that away from her. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Monique, okay? Now, if you haven't heard, Monique is calling for a boycott of Netflix, claiming race and gender bias because she was offered $500,000 to do a comedy special, and she feels like that was too low. Let's hear what she had to say.
I am asking that you stand with me and boycott Netflix for gender bias and color bias. I was offered a $500,000 deal last week to do a comedy special. However, Amy Schumer was offered $11 million, Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle $20 million. Then Amy Schumer went back and renegotiated $2 more million because she said, I shouldn't get what the men are getting, they're legends. However, I should get more, and Netflix agreed. When we asked Netflix to explain the difference, why the money was so different, they said, well, we believe that's what Monique will bring. We said, well, what about my resume? They said, we don't go off of resumes. Then we asked them, what was it about Amy Schumer? And they said, well, she sold out Madison Square Garden twice, and she had a big movie over the summer. Is that not Amy Schumer's resume? And then Netflix said, by the way, we believe Monique is a legend too. Why shouldn't I get what the legends are getting? Please stand with me in this boycott of Netflix. I love us for real.
First of all, I don't understand how she's claiming race and gender bias when Chappelle and Rock, two black people, both got paid. And Amy Schumer is a woman. She got paid. Maybe she needs to be more specific and say bias against black women. But it's all kind of contributing factors that go into these people getting this money and Monique not getting this money, okay? Number one, this is a what are you doing for me right now kind of industry. I'm not about to give you millions of dollars based off an old resume. Yes, we understand Monique is Monique, okay? I hear a lot of people saying Dave Chappelle got $20 million from Netflix and he hasn't been around for years. Not true, okay? Dave came back in 2014 and hit the road. He was selling out Radio City Music Hall back then. He hosted SNL. It was one of the highest rated SNLs of all time. So when networks see it's still a demand for Chappelle, on top of the fact he's a legend, then it becomes a bidding war between all these networks. And that's probably why Netflix had to cut the check like that. Same thing with Chris Rock. He's been on the road selling out shows across the world for his Total Blackout Tour. He's got a relationship with HBO. So I know they came at Chris with an offer, okay, with a high number. So Netflix had to compete. So another bidding war happens, okay, on top of the fact he's on the road selling out theaters. On top of the fact he's Chris Rock. That's why those numbers get so high. Amy Schumer, I don't find her funny at all. Okay, she's got me blocked on Twitter right now because I've said things like that, all right? But you foolish people have to understand funny has nothing to do with it. Amy sold out a worldwide tour in 2016, a number one movie with Trainwreck, a New York Times best-selling book, and she had a special on HBO. So I'm sure HBO tried to get her new special as well. So it creates yet another bidding war on top of the sold-out shows around the world, on top of the movies and books and the brand of Amy Schumer. And, you know, Amy being white hot right now, that's why they get these high numbers. Yes, Monique is Monique. We understand she's a legend. But you're not just negotiating based off your old resume. You're based off your current market value. Okay? Now, I was also watching Monique on Sway's show. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Sway. All right? Let's listen to the comment Monique made on Sway's show. This is where Monique feels she stands in this comic ecosystem. Listen.
I couldn't accept that low offer because if I did, I couldn't sleep at night. Because I am the most, and I say this humbly, I am the most decorated comedian alive. But if I accepted $500,000, what does Tiffany Haddish have coming? What does the black female comedian have coming? Because what they will say is, Monique accepted this and she's got that.
All right.
Let's unpack that, all right? First of all, Tiffany Haddish is red hot right now. All right, she would make a lot more for a stand-up special from any network than $500,000. I guarantee that. I guarantee Tiffany is getting paid more for her upcoming Groupon Super Bowl commercial than Monique got offered to do stand-up, okay? Why? Because Tiffany is hot right now, so I'm sure she would get offered more, but that's neither here nor there. Let's focus on just this one part. Play this one part.
I am the most decorated comedian alive.
Monique, if you said that in the Netflix offices, I'm shocked the executives didn't die of laughter, okay? Most decorated comedian alive? I just simply wish Sway would have asked her how. Why do you feel that way, Monique? What are the decorations for a comedian? I would think it's ticket sales, right? So what are some of the highest grossing stand-up films of all time? Well, if you look at the list, you see Kevin Hart Laugh at My Pain. You see Martin Lawrence, You So Crazy. You see Richard Pryor Here and Now, but he's dead. So let's keep it to the alive ones. You see the original Kings of Comedy, All of them are alive except for Bernie Mac. You see Eddie Murphy Raw on there. You see Martin and Kevin on there. Again, Martin's on there for Run Tell That. Kevin's on there for Let Me Explain. I'm just trying to figure out what are the decorations. Because, you know, is it because Monique has an Academy Award? Well, she didn't win that for comedy, but we can discuss that. Whoopi Goldberg is a comedian. She has an Emmy, an Oscar, a Grammy, a Tony. Jamie Foxx is a comedian. He has an Oscar. I'm just seriously trying to figure out what makes Monique the most decorated comedian alive. Why do people just say things as if we can't look up records and numbers to see that none of this adds up? What makes her the most decorated comedian alive? Is it the Parkers? The Parkers wasn't the Cosby Show. The Parkers wasn't Martin. The Parkers wasn't Seinfeld. The Parkers wasn't Chappelle's Show. The Parkers wasn't The Living Color. I'm just really trying to figure out what makes her the most decorated comedian alive. I have no problem with someone being confident, because Bernard Hopkins once said, if you don't know your value, somebody will tell you your value, and it will probably be less than your worth. I totally agree with that. So if Monique feels Netflix lowballed her, cool. Simply take your talent somewhere else and prove them wrong by getting what you feel you're worth. But when you go other places and they offer you close to the same amount, are you going to accuse everyone of race and gender bias? Look, we all know that racial bias and gender bias exists. We all know that the wage gap between men and women is real. But this isn't one of those times. This is simply a matter of who's hot, who's not. Market value isn't just based on what you did. It's based on what you did lately. And more importantly, based on what you're doing right now. Please give Monique the sweet sounds of the Hammer Tones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Way Donkey Today is always up for discussion. If you think I'm wrong, please show me. Don't tell me how you feel, by the way. Don't tell me, I feel she's funnier than Amy Schumer. Yeah, she's funnier than Amy Schumer. But funny don't got nothing to do with it. This is about numbers.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. Do you think Monique is right? Do you think Monique deserves as much as Amy Schumer? Closer to, I would say, what, Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle?
You got to show me how.
I don't know about that, but it is time for her to figure out how to get her stats up so she can command the type of money that she feels that she deserves.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. Let's talk about it.
Simply show me
how.
Do
a tour. Go on tour. Sell out some arenas. Show your value, your worth.
There you go.
Get it up and then say, this is what I deserve.
800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Monique. Charlamagne just gave her Donkey of the Day. Now, she's kind of pissed off.
She's calling for a boycott of Netflix, claiming race and gender bias because she was offered $500,000 to do a comedy special, and she feels like that was too low for her.
Now, I don't know the numbers, but it's all about drawing power. It's about what people want to see, who people want to come to see, and who people are going to watch. Now, no disrespect to Monique. I'm a comedy junkie. Me and my wife go to all types of comedy shows. I haven't heard Monique in the tri-state area, and that's New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, in a long time.
Nah, she was there. She was at the Apollo this weekend.
Was she there?
Yeah, and I didn't even know. But it was like one of those comedy lineups with a lot of different people. It was like four or five people, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know the last time she sold out the Garden. The last time she sold out
she's
the
Barclays.
She's
never sold out the Garden. What you mean last time?
I don't know. You know what I mean? So I don't know what she's worth. But to me, I can't boycott something when I really don't know her drawing power.
Well, I feel like it's you got to know your own value. If you feel like, listen, that number was too low, it's an insult, you don't have to do business with them. And there's so many different avenues and places that you can release something. If you feel like you're worth way more than that, then I say go for it.
Or maybe she's doing the Apollo for Mother's Day. I don't freaking know. Anyway.
Don't make things up, man.
Yeah, she's not just making things up.
All I'm saying is, you know, we understand Monique is a legend, but you're not just negotiating based off your old resume. You're negotiating based off your current market value as well. Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, they are legends, but over the past 3-4 years, they've been on the road selling out theaters across the world. You know, both of them have done, they hosted SNL. Chris Rock hosted the Oscars? Like, they're showing that they're still in demand on top of being legends. And I'm sure that both of them had every network trying to bid on their specials. Therefore, you create a bidding war. Netflix had to cut that check.
What would have been a great idea for her is to produce her own special, go on tour, just kind of like how Dave Chappelle did it. Like, he went on tour.
Those
Dave Chappelle shows that he sold on Netflix are old. Like, they're years. Some of them are years old.
And that's the other thing we're not taking into consideration. We keep talking about the money Dave Chappelle got. Dave Chappelle put out four specials this year.
Mm-hmm.
Four. Right. He dropped two at the beginning of the year, and he dropped two over New Year's Eve. Four mm-hmm. specials. Amy Schumer, 2016, she went on a world tour.
So Monique should have did was go on tour, film her own special, produce it, and then package it and sell it after you already sold out all of these shows and got everything to where you needed to be as far as marketing and everything.
I also think this was a bullying tactic that went bad. I think this was, I'm going to say this out there, Netflix is going to come out, they don't want the bad press, and they're going to give me the money I want. And it didn't work out that
way. No, it didn't work out like that. And we're acting like Netflix doesn't look at numbers. Like, I don't think Amy Schumer is funny at all. She actually has me blocked on Twitter because I've said she wasn't funny. But if you go look at her world tour in 2016, she sold out across the world. She had a number one movie with Trainwreck. She had a New York Times best-selling book. She had a TV show that's been on for like four or five seasons. She's red hot, white hot right now. Well, of course she's going to get that money.
Jake, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Do you think Monique should get more money?
Nah, man, I don't agree with that. I don't think she should get more money.
Why?
Because, you know, she didn't put in the work. You know, there's people out there like JC that put in a lot of work. He's another one, Kevin Hart, you know. There's a lot of people.
What JC got to do with that?
JC doing comedy?
What did Jay-Z come out?
No, I'm saying, like, for example, if they were to offer him, like, that type of money, that would be disrespectful.
Okay,
because
we're not talking about Jay-Z. We're talking about comedy here. That just got confusing.
But
just
I'm
comedians.
Saying, like, if they were to put him in the comedy, like, show or movie or something, you know, that would still be a disrespectful number they're offering, you know?
And Monique has put in the work. She just hasn't done anything lately to warrant them giving her millions of dollars.
Unless we just don't know. That's the whole thing. Maybe we don't know. Maybe she's on the road. Maybe she's going through the South. I don't know.
No.
He said no?
No.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. So maybe she was right to complain. Maybe she said, you know, this $500,000 is a slap in the face. Call us up right now. What do you think about Monique and them offering $500,000 and them and her saying, let's boycott Netflix? Hit us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was G-Eazy with No Limit. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave Monique Donkey of the Day today.
Yes, Monique got Donkey of the Day because she feels like she's calling for a boycott of Netflix claiming race and gender bias because she was offered $500,000 to do a comedy special, and she feels like that was too low.
Now, let's be clear. Amy Schumer was offered $11 million to do hers, and she renegotiated, and she got $13 million, and she even herself said, look, I'm not saying I deserve to get what Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle get because they're legends, and I'm not on that level, but I feel I deserve more, and she negotiated and got more money. I feel like Monique could have negotiated and gotten more money, or she could have said, you know what, I'm going to do this tour, I'm gonna produce it myself, and then let me come back and see what y'all think after that.
And you know what makes the negotiations better? When other people want you. Amy Schumer did a special on HBO before, so I'm sure HBO, after seeing everything that she accomplished in 2016, wanted to do another special with her. So I'm sure they had an offer. I'm sure Hulu had an offer, and Amazon had an offer, and all of these other content providers had offers. So that makes Netflix have to cut the mother freaking check.
Right.
Simple.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Miranda from Jersey City.
Now we're talking, Monique. What do you think?
I think she should just take the money. I mean, wasn't she blackballed out of Hollywood anyway? I mean, you kind of got to, like I said, I agree with Charlamagne in this one where you got to be relevant in this industry. And right now she's not relevant. So take the money, make yourself relevant, get on some tours, then start demanding the money that you deserve. I mean, she is a queen of comedy. I don't take that away from her. But I mean, where have you been?
Yeah. And by the way, I hate that word relevant because I feel like, you know, legends will always be relevant. But the truth is, this is a what are you doing for me right now kind of industry.
Well, relevancy in what aspect? Yeah, relevant. But as far as bringing money, because this is a business at the end of the day. You can be relevant, but if you can't bring no business.
Are you relevant enough to bring revenue?
There you go.
you know what I'm saying?
That's the perfect point. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Kat.
Hey, Kat, what do you think about Monique?
So I just want to know, every time someone asks Monique to do something, she always has a problem with it. It's either undecorated, it's money, it's waste, it's everything. This is the reason why she can't get her numbers up. When are you going to take something? You got to start again somewhere. You already been blackballed from Hollywood. You're going to be blackballed from everything else. $500,000 is $500,000 more than you got. You should take the deal.
Okay, thank you.
But I will say, though, $500,000 is probably not worth Monique's set. I'm sure Monique got an hour set that she does. And, you know, once you do a stand-up special, you got to go out and create a whole new hour. You know what I mean? So maybe $500,000 isn't worth her set because
she probably
makes more than that on the road every
Correct,
year.
Right.
So I'm not going to just give up my set for $500,000.
And what she might need to do, like a lady said earlier, is, you know what, I'm going to produce and record my own set. You know, produce it, edit it, and then make it best. And then, like you said, go to network to network and pitch it.
Or more importantly, go back out on the road and do theater. That's the other thing we're not taking into play. Monique is doing comedy clubs. Amy Schumer doing theaters. Dave Chappelle's doing theaters. Chris Rock is doing theaters. Are you selling out theaters all around the world? Not comedy clubs. theaters. It's a difference.
But she could be doing a comedy club to be getting ready to sell out theaters.
That is
a lot of times that's how comedians practice their material.
That is true.
So they know what's going to work and what doesn't work so they could put together that special for the theaters. But if you're not ready right now and you feel like, I don't want $500,000, I want to make more, then go from those comedy clubs to those theaters, put together your special, and package it yourself. You definitely have the power to do that.
Could Monique sell out theaters around the world?
Theaters?
Probably not. Around the world.
How many seaters?
3,000. How big is Radio City?
I think if she packed.
No, Radio City bigger than that.
I think packaged like correctly, she could.
Like I doubt it.
I think she could.
Every night? I don't know.
If she had a good opener and a good host, just like everyone, I think she could.
I doubt it. Not
3,000,
around the world.
She could do it.
No, but theaters are bigger than that. How big Radio City hold like 6,000, 7,000 people?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I don't know. 6, 7, think about when you saw Chris Rock at the Garden. That's like, what, 6,000, 7,000 people?
That's about 4,000.
I mean, I could be wrong. I just don't believe Monique can do that across the world, everywhere. These people
not
are doing this everywhere.
Right? I don't know.
Okay, a good tour put together with her on it with some other people, I think it's potentially, yes.
But then that's not her.
All right, well, we got rumors coming up.
Well, the moral of the story.
This is the moral of the story first. I'm sorry.
The moral of the story, I want to quote Bernard Hopkins. If you don't know your value, somebody will tell you your value, and it will probably be less than your worth.
All right, Yee. Let's talk about these rumors.
Yes, Cardi B, she comes to the defense of Offset. People are upset about him using the word queer in the song, and I'll tell you what she has to say. Also, we'll talk about somebody who is now being sued for sexual assault. What rapper's in trouble now?
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
All right. I haven't heard that song in forever.
That's what it's called.
It's called Forever. That's when Drake took Big Sean's flow. That whole last name ever, first name greatest, going down, Nino.
Yeah.
Big Sean, Ben was doing that before that record.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, morning, everybody. It's The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Cardi B.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
And shout out to our young guest, DJ Nick, who's in the studio with us today. He's observing.
DJ Nick, what that? Drop on the clues bomb for DJ Nick.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're showing me some of the Brooklyn
spots he was DJing.
Yeah, and he's looking a little jealous, a little nervous.
Now he's getting it popping. I'm happy for him.
You do look like you got a little competition on your heels.
I never seen Envy's party that lit.
Competition's always great. You haven't been to my party in a long time.
All right, now, Cardi B is defending Offset. That's because of some lyrics from the YFN Lucci song Boss Life, where Offset says this.
Whole lot of gang in here. Y'all start to get no names in here. No. Bigger and close to club. 40K spent on a private lil. 60K solitaire. 60 ball. I cannot vibe with queers.
All right. Well, she's saying he didn't mean it in a way of gay people. He meant queer as far as like weirdos. That's not what he meant at all.
Isn't that what the word queer means?
Yeah.
So he said it in the proper context.
He said it in the proper context, but some people were offended. Mm-hmm. So here's what Cardi B had to say.
I call him, I'm like, yo, what the f*** is going on? Why would you use that word? He literally told me, I didn't even know that was a word for gays. Like, he just really told me, like, I didn't. And it has a different vocabulary on the dictionary. Now, if that's a word that you guys said that is a bad word for gays, I never even heard that word in the first place. Why don't y'all educate people about it? A lot of people are not aware about what's wrong or right in the LGBT community.
That is a fact, though. And I've been screaming that for years.
Because it's LGBTQ now.
Like, you can't be mad at somebody for what they don't know. I was listening to Oprah's Super Soul podcast this morning, and it was an old interview of Maya Angelou, and Maya Angelou said, when you know better, you do better. So you can't be upset with somebody when they don't do better if they don't know better.
Yeah, so it's a teachable moment.
Yes.
You can say, okay, that sounds wrong because of this is what's going on in the world. And when you said that word and you said, I cannot vibe with queers, this is how we took it. We understand that that's not how you meant it, but just be more careful.
And he used it in the proper context.
Okay. Now, Too Short is being sued for sexual assault. There's a woman who is saying, her name is Tiana Lewis. She says that she met him in late 2015 and started working on music with him. By last year, she says shortly after that, they did a track together. He started aggressively forcing himself on her. She said they were at a hotel in L.A., and he laid her on a bed, undressed her, and performed oral sex without her consent. And then he planned to just put the tip in. She said, no, please no, and he did, however, continue. She said he then held her down and forced vaginal intercourse, causing her to bleed before he brutally sodomized her. So she said she didn't want it, basically. And
so she's saying he raped him?
Yes.
Raped her?
Yes, a lawsuit over these assaults. Now, he is saying that nothing wrong happened, and he has hundreds of text messages proving that everything was consensual.
Yeah, I heard that some of those text messages basically are showing him, them trying to extort him as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we'll see what's in those messages at some point.
I think some of those are supposed to come out today on TMZ, from what I heard. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, now let's talk about Drake. He put out some new music, so people were really excited over the weekend. One of those songs, we had heard snippets of it before. And the other one is Diplomatic Immunity. People are talking about this because he references losing J-Lo. Here's what he said.
Tired of women that Maytag me in pictures, airing my dirty laundry. Catering is from Giorgio Baldi, Robin's favorite. It's nice, but I prefer Madeo. Calamari rings and tomato. I got the sauce, and now shorties keep claiming Prego. Waking up at 6 p.m. like, where does the day go? Forecasting tornadoes, brainstorming retaliation at dinner tables. 2010 was when I lost my halo. 2017, I lost a J-Lo.
Aw. Well, J-Lo's definitely lost now. You could forget that.
Yep.
And then, in addition, it seems like he's not a big fan of Joe Budden, or I guess what was formerly Everyday Struggle. Here's what he said.
This shit is complex, like shorts are getting around tall ladies. I gotta watch who I'm talking to, like it's all ages. I've seen budding careers turn to sit around and talk about other careers, judging their peers. Knowledge from niggas who did not contribute to none of this here.
All right.
I dig both those records. I really like God's Plan.
God's Plan is a dope record.
But it amazes me that Drake can still cause this type of hysteria with music.
When he drops records?
I mean, you think about how long his run has been thus far.
Right.
And think about how many people whose sound has burned out from producers, whether it was back in the day with Timbaland and Pharrell, or, you know, when Ja had his run, or 50 had his run, or DMX had their run, Nelly had his run. The fact that people still have not tired of Drake is unreal to me.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
All right, we're going to get them joints on during the mix as well. Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. The People's Choice Mix is up next. Let's go.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.